Talk Live. You dial in, bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So toward the end of the last hour, we were getting into a discussion. A reminder, if you will, to those of you out there who might be being sucked in by the siren song of the Republican candidates that are out there at this time. And it's something that we suggested you be wary of when the campaign season was over in 2008 because, well, the Republicans lost big time, as was expected. And so we predicted that now that the Republicans were not in power, you're going to hear a lot of very strong talk about freedom.
The Constitution.
Small government. Getting the government down to size, getting it out of our lives, cutting it out of the state government's business, getting it out of your business. Freedom, baby. Freedom.
You're going to hear the word sovereignty a lot.
Yeah. State sovereignty, personal sovereignty, whatever. They're out there. They're making speeches. They're having protests. There's thousands of people gathering tomorrow.
Republicans having protests. You know we're in a state now.
Yep. So don't let them fool you. Because if they get elected again, when they get elected again, because they will fool most people, I think. I think most people are going to fall for it again. And you'll see another cycle, whether it's in 2012 or 2016, you'll see another cycle where the Republicans will take, you know, control back in
D.C. Absolutely true.
And by that time, of course, the Democrats will have made an even larger police state than we ever had, and then the Republicans will be more than happy to embrace that for their own purposes. So don't let them fool you, and that's what all this is about. That's what the Tea Parties are about. That's what everything is about. They just want you to vote for them so they can have the power back. That's what this all boils down to.
We've seen what happens when you put Republicans in charge in Washington, D.C. We had that happen.
Contract
with America? How many times, you poor abused woman, do you have to have him slap you silly?
Hey, now, wait a minute. Most domestic abuse is actually abuse at the hands of the woman. So just because women report it more often doesn't mean it actually...
Poor abused spouse, many times do you have to get slapped around and smacked and treated like someone else's property before you learn? How many times?
I don't know. But I do like the positive, some of the positive developments from all of this hubbub, the tax day protests and everything, and that is, of course, that they are talking, at least at some level, about the ideas of secession. And I don't know if that happened back in the 1990s. Do you recall, Mark, if there was, you know, during the whole contract with America?
There was the Patriot Militia movement, which was not, I mean... Not that that encompassed that many people, but I think there were a lot of sympathizers after Waco. You know, I think a lot of people who would consider themselves very conservative or very Republican had some sympathies, feeling that Clinton was, you know, the new Hitler or something like that.
But was there discussion of secession anywhere outside of the militia circles?
I wasn't really in politics at that time.
Well, I wasn't either. And Mark, you were in jail, so I don't know.
I got to watch the news, but I don't remember anything like that. I can't tell you. I mean,
I don't either. I mean, I was growing up as a teenager in the 1990s, so maybe you
guys... There was probably some talk of secession, and that's all you can say.
But do you think you would have heard it on Rush Limbaugh's show? I'm not saying Rush was talking about it, but Glenn Beck, who is a major nationally syndicated talk show host... you know, the guy's on 400 stations or something like that.
Yeah, he's a major. He's the number three, is my understanding.
Yeah, he's a big boy. He was tossing the idea around today. And so I feel like that probably wasn't happening so much back in the mid-1990s. So if anything, there's been a little progress in that more people are discussing the idea of secession, and I think that's positive. But please don't let these Republicans fool you into believing that, A, they can bring the federal government back down to size. Just elect us this time, and we promise... We promise we'll do it right this time. I mean, don't believe them. Now, I'm not saying vote for Democrats either. They're a problem, too. Just don't believe the Republicans.
I'm going to suggest something that might run a little bit contrary to what you might say or what Mark might say.
Is this the answer to the question earlier about what can the average person do who wants to get active?
Yeah, and I think the Free State Project is probably the best bet. But short of that, and this is something you could do if you move to New Hampshire, too, I would actually recommend, if you're somebody who cares about liberty and is consistent in their worldview about that, that you get involved. with conservative organizations or your local, depending on your age, your local Young Republicans. Because while I feel that what...
It'll take them over from the inside approach?
Well, no, I don't think you're going to take over the Republican Party, certainly not at a national level. I don't think you're going to be able to do too much to get honest people elected. What I do think you can do is talk to people, whether they're in the Young Republicans or just the local Republican Party, who are new to that and who are, you know, they're being lured in by this talk about limited government. And clearly, for the average person who would like to see the government significantly smaller, but doesn't really follow this on a day-to-day basis, they're not activists, they're going to find that Republican rhetoric appealing.
Yes, you're right about
that. And I don't think that disengaging from people who don't have the full picture yet is going to do anything to help them get that full picture. So I think that maybe if you want to get involved in your local Republican Party and, you know, talk about how, Obama is pretty bad and pretty socialist, but George Bush wasn't really much better.
I think you're right on. I fully endorse that particular view. If you can stomach going to Republican Party events, then you absolutely should do that. And from what I understand, the Free Staters that have moved here into New Hampshire have essentially taken over at least the Republican Liberty Caucus here in New Hampshire. And so they've been doing that. They have been infiltrating not just the Republicans, but I believe some of the Democrat organizations have been infiltrated by liberty-minded people. And so just getting that message into as many ears as possible. And you're right that there are a lot of newbies out there, right? Whether they're newbies in that they're young and they've just never had a chance to experience any of the political system before. There are always new young people coming up in through the ranks, or whether it's just that they're, you know, a housewife that is in her 40s with kids that is just so fed up with the state that now she wants to get active. There is always new blood coming in, and as Jim Babka pointed out in a recent email at Downsize DC, these folks are going to get burned out. They're going to go to the tax day protests tomorrow. They're going to get all excited, and then nothing's going to change. And they're going to get burned out. So if you've got somebody, if you, as a liberty-minded individual, as you, somebody who knows better than the Republicans and Democrats, you've risen above all of that, if you can go and infiltrate these organizations, whether they be Republican or Democrat, and put the ideas of real liberty in these newbies' minds, that could be really powerful.
Yeah, and personally, not that I'm trying to show a partisan preference, I think you're better off trying to co-opt or influence a Republican or self-described conservative group than you are going after a self-described progressive or Democratic group, just because at least right now when the Democrats are the Republicans are in the minority,
yeah,
they're talking about the ideas of liberty because they claim that their principles are about smaller government. So at least if you present them with a consistent viewpoint, like, well, George Bush was growing the size of government, where was the grassroots then when the Republicans were doing this? At least they're on the defensive, whereas I see the Democratic Party as just blatantly for big government. That's what their core principles are essentially at this point.
We want
to redistribute wealth.
I wouldn't disagree entirely with what you're saying. I sort of hear it from the Republican angle myself, but I must say that during this blue state swing that New Hampshire's in currently, that there are quite a few people, libertarians that have moved here, liberty activists that have been using this to further the liberty agenda. They get with the lobbying groups and they push through more liberty oriented stuff in
medical marijuana,
gay marriage.
Yeah.
I don't know what else is happening, but probably more than behind the scenes that I don't even know.
Yes, I agree with you, Mark. I think that you should take it wherever you can do it. So if you're somebody who has a more kind of traditionally conservative mindset, then obviously it makes more sense for you to invade the Republican Party.
Right. You're not going to do very well if you think that you're going to pretend to be a Democrat when you're a Republican.
But you are somebody that became a Democrat, let's say you are somebody who's coming from the Democrat side. Remember, we're talking about the Liberty Movement here, and the Liberty Movement attracts people from all across the political spectrum. It attracts people who are former Democrats and former Republicans and former non-voters and apoliticals, and, you know, it's a wide-cutting movement.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are people who've come into this movement from the wiles of socialism, right? So those are the kinds of people that can easily get involved in a Democratic structure and be very persuasive and point out to the Democrats how, look, you want to help poor people, you want to help save the environment, here's how we can do those things without initiating force against our neighbors, and show them the gun in the room. And I think that could be very powerful as well. So I agree with your strategy, Nick, is get involved in whatever way you think is best. We'll come back and expand on that in a bit. It's Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute. This is Bob Chapman again at the International Forecaster. It's been 2 years since we said the recession started. It's been just 1 month since the Depression started. The government talks about a short-term problem when it has already been long-term, and it could last a score of years. None of the problems we have cited in the past have been adequately dealt with.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is all patchwork and Rube Goldberg's solutions. There is no longer a standard. The dollar is about to collapse and a basket of fiat currencies won't do any better. Low interest rates compound the problem. Who wants to save? Inflation is 10% and getting worse. The whole marketplace is distorted by zero interest rates. This is all Ponzi finance.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those. And those features include the updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That is updates.freetalklive.com. Audible.com is the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want.
Audible's got over 60,000 titles to choose from. Every genre, Audible has it covered. You can get a free audiobook download when you sign up today if you go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's the special link that you have to use in order to get the free book. So take advantage of it. audiblepodcast.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL for a free audiobook. 800-259-9231. So continuing to talk about the question that was asked at the end of the last hour, and that is, well, what can people do? What can the average person who feels fed up with this whole big government situation this country has managed to get into, what can they do about this? Because going to the Tea Parties and, you know, supporting Republican candidates is the wrong road. I think going to the Tea Parties is fine, and reaching out to people that are there is great. But supporting Republican candidates, you're gonna be disappointed, just like people were disappointed after the contract with America in the 1990s.
They're gonna do it again, people.
Now, Nick had suggested earlier the idea of infiltration. If you're somebody that loves freedom and you understand what liberty is all about, infiltrating the existing political system. And I think there's some value to that, especially if the system is not so established and hard to get into. I know the Ron Paul guys.
I call it infiltrating.
What
would
you call it?
Just entering the political system.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't.
You have a purpose, though. Your purpose is to bring your pro-liberty message to these people that don't have it. And you're not going in to just be a part of their system. You're going in to kind of change it from the inside. I consider that
infiltrating. I think everybody does. I mean, I think everybody who is ideologically driven and gets involved in any political organization.
Pretty much everybody who gets involved in any political organization is ideologically driven.
Yeah, so okay. I mean, infiltration just makes it sound like you're being sneaky about it, and I don't think you have to be particularly sneaky.
No,
it.
You should be open with your viewpoint. I'm not saying that you should put, and I don't think you were saying this either. You're not saying putting on a false front and pretending to be, you know, some warmongers. No, you're talking about being a pro-liberty person and going into one of these parties and influencing other people.
Right.
Now, the Ron Paul Republicans tried to do this, of course, in the 2008 campaign season, and I'd say it was a mostly failed result. I mean, how do you address that?
Well, politically speaking, it was a failed result. I would
like
say
they shut them down. They wouldn't let them talk on the microphones at their meetings, at their conventions.
Yeah.
They sicked the FBI on some of these guys. I mean, they did everything they could to stop the Ron Paul Republicans from coming in and raining on their parades.
They did illegal nominations of their electors for the conventions. I mean, they did all kinds of stuff to keep the Ron Paul's people, you know, the small government people, out of the Republican convention, to the point of breaking their own laws, and no one has done anything about it. This is where I feel that this, it doesn't make any sense. It's like being shipwrecked out in the ocean, and somebody throws you one of those little floaties for the pool. So what? I mean, ahead and dive.
Do you think that thousands more people understand and appreciate the message of liberty now, as opposed to if Ron Paul had not run?
It's not the Ron Paul running that I, you know, think is of issue. I think that the people getting involved in the Ron Paul revolution in the political side and the Republican, system, the hierarchy, proved that you can't do anything on a national level that has, you know, that's sort of pro-liberty. The only thing you can do is, well, you know, get in the state level, maybe local level, and there's not enough of us unless we concentrate in one place. That's why the answer for me has always been the Free State Project, and otherwise you're wasting your time.
Well, I think Nick's concept still valid around the country, but let me see if I can clarify what you're saying. If I'm wrong in my interpretation, please let me know. If you're going into these Republican-Democrat parties as a pro-liberty person and you're trying to influence people, your intent was to just influence the people, not necessarily take over the party politically. Right?
I don't think you're going to have very much success. I think you'll get better returns focusing on individuals who
yes.
want to get active because they believe they're fighting for smaller government. Maybe you'll drive, you know, maybe if you and a few of your friends go into a, you know, you got a small town or a small county, maybe you might be able to swing some kind of a local race to a really pro-liberty Republican. I don't think you should get your hopes too high on that. If you can,
if you're anywhere but New Hampshire, you should not get your hopes up
no.
any higher than that. And this is the thing that even in New Hampshire, like the Freetown Project, which we've talked about in Grafton a great deal, and you know they really don't have that much opportunity to do that much. Most of the towns in New Hampshire, if it's not one of the cities, one of the five or six cities in New Hampshire, then they don't really have any ordinances. My town has no ordinances except sort of the zoning laws. You could go in one town meeting and wipe out all the ordinances, and it wouldn't change your life one whit. And even if you got rid of all the other government functions besides the schools, which are state, you know, they're required by the state government. If you got rid of all of them, you'd only cut taxes by 20% in my town because the school gets 80%. So then you're working on, well, if you decide, well, we'll get rid of that darn school, then the state comes and takes your town charter away, at which point you're part of a larger town and it's all together and they've
all
got
your
school.
For
nothing. So you have to take over a state and there's no point in taking over a town.
Right, and New Hampshire is a good place to take over a state. And I'll point out that if you want to influence politics on a federal level, moving to New Hampshire is probably your best bet. Because if you can significantly influence the politics of a state, you know, Congress people and senators are elected at a state level. So if you can turn the state in a more libertarian direction, you can turn the congressional delegation in a more libertarian direction.
Absolutely.
And that's the way. If you want to get involved on the national level, moving to New Hampshire is probably your best bet.
On the national level,
I don't think you can do anything on the national level.
I agree with you. I think it's a fail.
I didn't even vote in the national election here in New Hampshire. I just felt it was so pointless. I had the choice between Sununu and Shaheen for my senator, and I'm like, well, Sununu voted for the bailout. I don't care. So Shaheen got in there and voted for the Porculus bill. I don't care. Let those people in the United States government deal with whatever they're dealing with, and I'm much more interested in trying to see this state become free.
And if that's what you want to see happen too, is a free state. This is the best option. I mean, even if you want to take Nick's viewpoint and run with that and go into the Republican Party and the Democrat Party and bring people on board, you'll be more effective at that strategy in New Hampshire, where there are already people who are doing that. There's a concentration of people who are taking that particular tact here, and they're having some success with it. How much success will you have where you're at? I don't know. And even if you do bring some people on, let's say you do go into the Republican Party and you do bring a few, you know, a handful of folks on board with the ideas of liberty, what will that do in the long run to actually advance freedom where you're at? Unless you have a concentration of activists, I don't think you can get anything done. That's been the history of the Libertarian Party. They've gotten nothing done in 30-plus years. I mean, they've educated a few people, but as far as actually achieving freedom, where are the results? 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm convinced of how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free. So enjoy those on us. Features including the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. Free. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. We're going to jump back into your phone calls here shortly. Just a few more thoughts. And you guys are welcome to chime in and add to this discussion. The question was originally, what can the average person do who wants to get active? Well, Nick, you had some suggestions about getting involved in your local political organizations and attempting to influence the individuals in there in a more pro-liberty direction. It's worth a shot. I think it'll be more effective here in New Hampshire. But then again, I think all kinds of activism are more effective here in New Hampshire. I think when you get liberty-minded people together into the same geographic location, you get all kinds of opportunities opening up that had never previously existed. I mean, like we've seen recently, now that we have so many more activists here in the Keene area, there's just more activism that can be done. A wider variety of things can be accomplished. And it's really turning out to be a great movement. Of course, the Free State Project concept of moving thousands of liberty-minded people all together to the same place. But I think before you go in, try to influence someone else, I think it's important to get your head straight first. And I think we should focus on you for just a moment before we focus on what you can do outside of you. Because I think that if you don't have a principled stand, if you don't understand what liberty is really all about, and that is, in my opinion, that if you want to be free, you have to allow others to be free. Freedom, in my opinion, is not about aggressing against others. It's about living your life as you want, so long as you don't harm other people. Do not aggress against your neighbor, respect your neighbor, honor your neighbor's choices, all that. If you don't have a real solid grasp as to what liberty is about, if you don't understand the non-aggression principle, then you don't belong influencing anybody because you don't have it straight yourself. So, well, educate you first, and then free your mind, and then you can spread that to other people in whatever ways you think is best.
I agree that you have to be consistent and principled. If you take it to the extreme, to the logical conclusion, you're going to have to be a free marketeer or an anarcho-capitalist to 100% be in support, to 100% live up to the non-aggression principle. I'm not sure that you have to meet that metric.
Preference.
Well, I know it would be your preference, Ian, but I'm not even sure that communicating that message, even if that is the message you believe, communicating that completely right up front, like going straight to the idea of having free market arbitration and things like, I think you should try to bring people to a conclusion gradually. And I don't think the first thing you should tackle should be the roads when you're talking to someone or
whatever your strategy. I don't want to talk about strategy necessarily, because that's going to depend on who your target is. Like if you're talking to a socialist, your strategy should be different than if you're talking to dyed-in-the-wool Republican adherent, right? And I agree with you. I think that if these people are so far removed from the freedom philosophy, then it makes sense to take it slow. I would agree with that. But if you don't understand freedom first, then you can't effectively communicate the ideas, no matter what level you're trying to, I think, communicate at. So do yourself a favor and, get educated. Pick up Mary Ruart's Healing Our World. Ruart.com is her website, RUWART.com. That's a great book. I love Harry Brown's How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World, or Why Government Doesn't Work. There's so many great books that you can educate yourself with out there, but just make sure you freed your mind effectively first before you try to free others. Like Neo in The Matrix. All right, 800-259-9231. Just remember, everybody's Neo. That's how I felt that's what I felt the message of The Matrix was after watching it a decade later, is that everyone has the capability of being Neo. Like Neo, he wasn't the one until he died.
Right, until he decided that he was the one.
Exactly. So you can be the one, but it's up to you to make that decision. We continue with your phone calls. If you want to chime in on this again, you're welcome to, or bring up absolutely anything. Ladies first, we'll go to Franny in Oregon. Franny, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, great. Thank you.
Hey, Fran, yeah. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, on the subject of what we can all do, and everybody has their different strengths and all that. And I personally find that sometimes when it comes to really talking the talk, I can do it to a certain degree, but I'm not, I can't carry off as well as, say, my son, who is much better with the language and so forth than I am. So we need to all know our limits and not try and put ourselves in a position that makes us feel awkward or foolish, when we're trying to deal with people. And also to know when to back off. When you're talking to somebody and it's not going anywhere and they're just, it's like talking to a wall.
Yeah.
Be polite and back off. We need to know where to draw the line. One of the things that I do...
On the backing off point, you may even have to give up on some people. I mean, some people are just so lost, and you just don't have time to try to lead them to your ideas. You're much better spending your time on better prospects. I mean, I'm sorry to say it, but this is a sales process, and we're dealing with prospects in a marketplace. We're prospecting for liberty, basically, and so you don't want to waste your time on the brick walls when you could be talking to somebody who's a little more open-minded.
Right, and here's what I've found. I've been doing this since I was supporting Ron Paul, and I am not a Republican, by the way, but I was for Ron Paul,
mm-hmm.
And basically I'm nonpartisan because there's it makes no sense to be a member of a party in my opinion. But what I do is I make films. I copy with the films that we have permission to copy, and my son and I invested in a multiple copier, and we look for whatever there's blanks on sale, we scoop them up. And lately I've been doing the Obama deception, and I've been packaging that with The Endgame, two of Alex Jones's films that are rather, the Endgame is quite harsh, but it really works well with the Obama deception. And what I have found is, been very encouraging. People that very few people say no, they don't want it. Very few, and those are the people that you couldn't talk to anyway because their mind is so made up. They're the Kool-Aid drinkers, basically. And so I've been having great conversations with people. I mean, there's enough, unfortunately, the reason it's becoming easier is because things are becoming so blatantly bad.
That's true. But, as more tyranny occurs, we'll find more prospects. There's no doubt about that.
But you know, there people are coming around, and you know, people are grateful for the film. They're eager to look at it, and it's great. It's encouraging. It makes me really feel good.
I appreciate your optimism, and I'm glad you're out there doing whatever you can. And I'm glad you feel positive about it, because it's really important that you feel good about what it is that you're out there doing. And don't ever feel like it's drudgery. Don't ever feel like, I mean, if you get to that point where you are hating what you're doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, you need to
exactly. Thanks for
anything. Yes.
Sometimes it's very discouraging because things are really getting scary.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I really believe that people just, you know, keep waking up and turning people on to, you know, GNC radio and or GCN radio and everything, and just, you know, getting people to start paying attention, and it's starting to happen more now.
Well, I thank you again for the call tonight, Franny. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I love the optimism. I mean, yes, it is pretty negative out there. I mean, it's a scary world, and, of course, the fact is, if you do nothing, then it's only going to get scarier.
I did like your suggestion about backing off of people who just obviously aren't interested,
yeah.
Not only because it saves your time, but you can push people away from you. Like, you can give
yes.
people a bad impression about pro-liberty people if they make it pretty clear that they're not buying what you're selling, and you kind of harp on it or become confrontational.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in many cases, you might be giving them their first impression of what a libertarian or a pro-liberty person is. And if you give them a bad one, they're even less likely to reconsider their position in the future.
It's absolutely true. If you want an example of what happens when you jam it down people's throat, all you have to do is on Saturday mornings, listen to our feed at freetalklive.com, and you'll get to hear the local radio show here called Talk Back, and you'll hear dozens of liberty-loving activists call in and try to jam it down the throat of local politicians. And the local politicians will say, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care, over and over again.
Yeah, well, you know, that's fun. 800-259-9231. They put themselves in that position, Mark. They didn't have to host that talk show.
No, well, just go crap in their sandbox, why don't you?
Well, they're crapping in ours. It's Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want, even in these remaining moments.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen. And so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time, maybe, for your call at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy, Amazon probably sells it. They've got dozens of categories and even used items. So whenever you buy through amazon.freetalklive.com, it can feel good because, you know, a percentage of your purchase is going to Free Talk Live. Plus, since we've been talking about the CD Evolution Fund tonight, it's a fund that's been set up to help out those who have the courage and the strength to involve themselves in civil disobedience and non-cooperation. If you shop at newegg.freetalklive.com for all your computer parts needs, then a percentage of your sale at newegg.freetalklive.com will go directly to the CD Evolution Fund. So a great way to get the products that you need for life and support either Free Talk Live or CD Evolution. So amazon.freetalklive.com or newegg.freetalklive.com or newegg.freetalklive.com. All right, we continue here with your phone calls. And ladies first, Meg is listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Hello, Meg.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was kind of wondering, have you guys heard, I got this off the UPI news, that a company is suing the Canadian government because the Canadian government doesn't want to use a certain pesticide?
No. That's news to me.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Is it one of these sort of green activist kind of things? Well, you've got to use this particular type of pesticide because this pesticide will kill us all, that kind of thing?
I don't know.
Well, there's been some pesticides outlawed throughout time. There's chlorodane, something like that. I bought a house and there was a brown bottle that looked very, very dangerous. In the shed, my mother-in-law saw it, grabbed it and took it home. She said, "This is the best stuff ever." And so she ran off with it. And I know DDT, of course, has been outlawed, which of course has resulted in
malaria.
Yeah, many more mosquitoes being born and carrying malaria and killing off human beings. Far worse than the DDT pesticide could have ever done.
Well, yeah, I just kind of want to know. It's like the Canadian government says, no, we don't want to use your pesticide, and the corporation's saying, we're going
to
sue you.
Well, you have to, or else.
Weird.
Very strange.
That is kind of flipping stuff there.
There's a lot of news out there that unfortunately we just don't come across on this show, and it's up to you guys.
Send it to us.
Yeah,
I need to find out more about it because who knows, like what you're saying? Who knows what's the details behind it?
Google knows.
Back to like you know what you guys were saying about you know how to make a change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking that you know I just need to get more accountable.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, like with the AIG thing.
The bailout. Right.
It's like, where was I as just a citizen? And I found out that both of our parties knew when they passed the Commodity Futures Act 2000. They paved the way for the AIG thing. So all I'm saying is I'm just going to keep educating myself.
That's all you can do. And I absolutely support that. And there are great resources that can help you. We've got a few of them on our links page at links.freetalklive.com. In regards to one thing you might want to consider as far as educating yourself is concerned is since you've come to the conclusion that both of the parties are working together to screw us.
Yeah.
It seems that you've come to that conclusion.
Try
changing the language that you use to describe the situation. What I wanted to point out about what you said was both of our parties. Now, you don't really believe they're your parties, do you?
Dale, I'm an American, and it's a Republican or a Democrat party.
Yeah, but are they your parties? Because if they were your parties, you said our, which is kind of a term of ownership, like these are my parties.
Are they the people are not yours?
As a citizen, I am in one or the other or maybe a third party.
Right. Well, Meg, there's people running around the streets with guns that are robbing people. We call them criminals. Are they your criminals?
I got it. All right. Maybe this is how I think, okay? I think partisanship is obsolete, and I think what we have is a corporocracy, and we've lost our democracy.
I don't think democracy is that great, but I would agree with the rest of the statement there. I don't disagree with any of the statement.
So I'm looking at, so are we mules, pawns, whores, or instigators in this?
I don't know.
Depends on who you are.
Resources.
Well, like so are our senators mules, pawns, whores, or instigators in this?
That's another
I think
one.
They're being
our
played.
Senators. See, our senators, Meg, yeah. suggests that they are somehow in your pen, or that they're connected to you, that you have some control over them, that you have some sense of ownership over them. And I think that when you look at the situation in whether it's D.C. or in West Virginia, and you look at these senators or representatives, and if you keep calling them yours, then it endears them to you. When you don't want anything to do with these folks, these are criminals. These are they're thugs. They're gangsters, they're the lowest of the low. I mean, these guys are just under, not lowest of the low, I guess murderer, rapist, then politician. You know, it's like that.
Just a little bit ago, you were advocating for people to get in to make a change.
No, I didn't realistically say that.
Nick, and I took him to task on it, but I'll give him a chance to talk.
We're talking about changing individuals' minds. I don't think you're going to be able to convert a politician to pro-freedom belief.
I'll put it this way. If the American people had, and the general sentiment of the call when you called in was that you wish you had been more active in the past, if the American people had been engaged in trying to, you know, in defending liberty from the beginning, we wouldn't have an unconstitutionally sized government.
And criminals in control.
Yeah, it's grown to that level because people have been disengaging or they've been distracted by other things. So I don't think it's a bad thing that you're getting involved. I do agree with Ian that it's better if you don't call them, unless you voted for them and you feel good about voting for that particular politician, I would just call them, you know, the senators, the politicians.
Right.
That's what I try to do.
Oh, God, you guys, all right.
It's just something to think about.
Cause I'm like, huh.
Yeah, it's really something people don't think about, and the reason why is because we grew up, all of us grew up in this system that essentially is administered by the government. Most of us went to government schools. Did you go to a government school, Meg?
Oh, most likely public school, yeah.
Yeah, public. They call it public school to make it sound nicer. If you call it government school, it sounds more like what it really is, which is a bunch of crap. So we all went to the government schools, and in the government schools, they have a real special interest in teaching about why government is so great and why it's your system and you're a part of it, and these are your representatives. It's your system. They're our politicians. No, they're not. These are criminal agents that are initiating force on a mostly peaceful populace and extracting wealth from them, whether they call themselves Republicans or Democrats. Unless they actually are representing your belief system, then they are not your politicians and they are not your representatives. They're just common crooks that in fact, they're the most common crook because they're out in the open. I mean, we know who these people are. We know what they're all about. And unless they're about what you believe, and I don't believe they are, then they're not yours.
Meg, it's Dow is suing Quebec, I guess the government of Quebec. So you can, you can look at that. You look for that on Google, Dow in Quebec under today's news, and they'll find it for you. You can go to tinyurl.com/pesticide story.
All right. There. Hey, Meg, thanks. Good hearing from you. Call us again sometime if you've had a chance to chew on that whole getting rid of the hour speak. I mean, it's hard. It's not easy because it's been pounded into us. This is your system. These are our politicians.
It might have been pounded into you.
It's your system of democracy. You didn't get this pounded into you, Mark. It feels like that happened.
I spent 9 years in prison. I don't want to talk about it. Next call?
I was talking about in government schools and all of that.
What the hell happened in your school?
They taught about government and how government was great. They didn't do that in your school?
Just go on.
Okay. Are you not going to answer my questions?
Yeah. Yes. They talked about
government. Okay. Thank you very much. We continue here and talk to John in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. John in New York. Are you there?
Hi. How's it going?
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, well, I called up my drug dealer earlier today and asked him if he had an ounce, and he said he didn't have anything on him, and I was a little angry at him because this guy is, like, the biggest pothead I know, and I think he's holding out on me. How should I handle this?
You know what? You got to have different drug dealers. I thank you for the call. If you want to get good service in the black market, it's hard to find. And the best way to get good service is to have essentially a panel of dealers that you can go to.
Competition.
Really, you know, that's what it has to be. So if somebody's not responding to your phone calls, pick up the phone and call the other guy.
Yeah, I mean, if Walmart's out of stock, you go to Kmart. So
I don't like calling marijuana a drug. I don't feel it is a drug. It's a plant.
It has THC in it. THC does alter one's consciousness.
But it's not a drug. A drug is something that is extracted. Marijuana isn't extracted. Marijuana is a plant.
So chemicals that alter consciousness are not considered drugs?
That's what has become in popular nomenclature. I just don't agree that it should be. Marijuana is a plant. It is not a drug. A person who dispenses marijuana is not a drug dealer.
Well, until we have a free market in marijuana, you have to deal with the drug dealers that are they're proffering it, and many of them don't know what they're doing or just a bunch of losers and shiftless, and so you have to have a number of them in your repertoire to contact. So maybe hit the streets, start knocking on doors. I used to know somebody that would do that when he was out of weed. He'd go down to Newtown and just knock on doors. It was crazy. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystoreoftherepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back.